Week 2, identifying stressors and creating a plan. When the first week is over, sit down with your journal and a blank piece of paper. First, take a moment to write down your overall stress level based on the 1 to 10 scale used in your stress log. Now, write down the events that cause the highest stress levels. Next, write down the events that cause stress most frequently. Finally, add events that you know are stressful but were not captured during the past week. From this, identify your major stressors and create a plan for each. Some things to think about include which A, alter, avoid, accept, might be appropriate in dealing with this situation. How could lifestyle changes in diet, sleep, exercise routine, and organization help alleviate this stress? What relaxation techniques could help me cope with this stress? What resources, such as support systems and outside help, can help me reduce this stressor? What will my final plan look like? In order to be successful, your final stress management plan should set small, achievable goals that have a reasonable time frame for completion. If you cannot think of a way to identify a particular stressor, try consulting friends and family. If you are really stuck for a plan, set it aside and review it later.